Item 17, recommendations of the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board.
Good afternoon, evening. This year, the RFAB returned to a two-cycle system of reviewing projects. And this allows those projects that require funding during the same calendar year, which is mostly our kids' fishing projects, to receive funding around this time of year, around in May. Other projects, like our research and access projects, are encouraged to submit their applications for the second cycle, and that application deadline is June 15th. Our estimate of funds available from the Virginia Saltwater Recreational Fishing Development Fund as of May is $1,428,873, and that is after subtracting our agency obligations for the year. This RFAB review cycle began with 8 project proposals. One was withdrawn by the applicant. The other 7 projects total $185,862.78. The RFAB recommended the commission fund the following projects, and all were unanimously approved.
Mr. Chairman, can we avoid reading the list?
We can.
They
were all approved unanimously.
We've read it.
We've read the list.
Okay, good.
All right. Is there a motion to approve these?
I would so move.
One other thing I do have to mention, sorry. Also, at that meeting, we discussed the Fisherman Identification Program. The telephone portion of that program, which
right.
We're estimating to cost around $75,000, we are losing our contract for that. That contract will run out in August. We're currently working with the Virginia Department of the Blind and Vision Impaired to administer just the phone portion. RFAB did approve of that additional expenditure in addition to those projects, which we just read.
All right. So
at that meeting, they also asked for an additional work session at our next meeting, which is July 8th.
That's up to you. Additional work session. That's your call.
Okay. They want to discuss some streamlining of their projects, but long-term budgeting in the artificial reef program.
All right.
Staff recommendation concurs with the project funding recommendations of the RFAB for expenditures totaling $260,862.78.
And that includes the FIP?
Correct.
Right. Is there a motion to that effect by Mr. Fox, seconded by Mr. Plumley? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you.